Next week, dozens of San Francisco kids will perform traditional West Indian music and dance to mark the first night of Kwanzaa. The 7-day holiday celebrates the history and culture of the African diaspora. The kids have spent 6 weeks rehearsing with Dance Kaiso. The group works with young people to preserve Caribbean cultural traditions. From KQED Arts, Stephanie Martin reports.
Half a dozen teenagers sit in a computer lab in a building next door to San Francisco's juvenile court. Each holds a pair of bamboo sticks. Their heads bow and brows furrow as they clap out the jambalasi, a Caribbean carnival rhythm developed by African slaves and their descendants. The kids, some fresh out of juvenile detention, are working to get their GEDs here at this transitional school program. On this Tuesday morning in late November, Dance Kaiso's Wilfred Mark is working to get them ready for the Kwanzaa performance in the city's Fillmore Jazz Preservation District.
This spot is a little tricky. It's very simple, but it's very tricky.
The students don't say much, but once they get the hang of a calypso groove on the bongo drums, even the most stoic kids break into smiles. 17-year-old Monet Ballard says she spent 3 weeks shivering in San Francisco's cold juvenile hall for her role in a robbery. She learned her lesson and is excited to be out. She joins the group on a large drum with a mallet and sways side to side through the rest of class.
It feels good because, like, once you get the beat down, it, like, it gets in you. You start moving with it. You get along. You get into your beat, and, you know, you have fun with it.
Dance Kaiso's Wilfred Mark and co-founder Robin Fry have spent more than 25 years working to keep San Francisco's established Afro-Caribbean dance scene thriving. Mark was a principal dancer with the Repertory Dance Theater of Trinidad and Tobago, an island nation off the coast of Venezuela. Fry was a professional actor and dancer. She met Mark while earning a master's in dance ethnology from San Francisco State. Mark says they are just as serious about working with teens and small children as they are adult professionals.
They're creative in their own right, you know, and so I respect that. And I don't differentiate them from any seasoned artists.
That philosophy is tested a bit the next day with another group Dance Kaiso is training for the Kwanzaa performance.
When the teacher says, get in your lines, what do you do?
Get in your lines!
Yo, yo!
Yo, okay. Yo!
The some 24 preschoolers gathered at this empty gallery have come from several community enrichment programs. They giggle and stumble over their shoelaces as they learn their roles. Mark and Fry take turns marching them down the floor to the jambalasi rhythm, clawing the air with curled fingers.
And back on the right, and you're going to lift your leg. Ha! Ha!
The footwork is pretty complex for these novice dancers. So for the show, most will line up under a long, shaggy dragon costume made of multicolored rags and prance to this calypso piece by famous Trinidadian musician Lord Kitchener. A few days later, Dance Kaiso heads to the Meadows Livingstone School, a tiny private elementary in San Francisco's Mission District. Mark and Fry have been artists in residence for about 15 years. Before they begin the dance class, the kids take turns standing before the school's Kwanzaa altar to remember their ancestors.
I give thanks to my great uncle Ben.
I give thanks to my grandpa, Sydney.
They stomp, jump, and swing their arms all together and in time to a bongo beat used at wake ceremonies in Trinidad. Mark and Fry often stop the music to let the kids reflect on what they're doing and how it relates to them.
My dad's family is from the Caribbean, Isa. Trinidad.
Really?
My grandpa's father.
School principal Gail Meadows says working with Dance Kaiso helps the kids better understand and celebrate their African roots.
Plus, if you can accomplish something as a child or as a person in general, you feel good about yourself. You know, you can take your place in this world. You can stand tall.
Tonight is the bongo night. Beat away, beat away, bongo.
Kids from all three groups will take their places on stage next week at a community center on Fillmore Street. Mark and Fry say, above all, they want the kids to have fun and infuse their own creativity into the performance. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie Martin.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation and the members of KQED.